Masechet Makot Perek Gimel Mishnah Dalet. The Mishnah here is going to talk about the idea of a lav hanitak la'aseh, that if a person has a negative commandment that he violated, and there's a positive commandment that could fix it up, there would be no malkut in that situation. We'll talk about it in the context of the mitzvah of shilua haken, where a person has to shoo away a mother bird before he takes the eggs, as the pasuk tells us that if you see that situation, lotika ha'em al habanim, don't take the mother with the young, rather shaleach teshalach et ha'em, send away the mother ve'et habanim tikach lach, and then take the eggs that are there. Question becomes, how do you read this pasuk? Is it that if a person didn't send them away and then took the eggs, that he violated it and there's no fix? Or if he did wrong by taking the mother with the young, with the eggs, then shaleach teshalach. Then if you send away the mother, then that's sort of an aseh. That's a positive commandment that fixes up the problem that a person made. We'll have a machloka between Rabbi Yehuda and Hachamim about that. Mishnah says, Hanotel et em al habanim. If a person takes a mother bird while she's with her young bird or eggs, Rabbi Yehuda omed loke ve'eno meshaleach. Rabbi Yehuda says he gets malkut and he doesn't have to do anything to the mother bird to send her away. Once he made the avera and he took the mother while she was with her eggs, he no longer has the mitzvah to send the mother away. It's a one-time opportunity. It's not a lav hanitak la'aseh. There's no negative followed by a positive fix-up over here. If you didn't send away the mother right away, in the beginning, before he took the eggs, there's no fixing that situation. V'hachamim omrim meshaleach ve'en olokeh. But Hachamim disagree. They say, even though a person already violated the prohibition of taking the mother with the eggs, he has to send away the mother bird. If he sends away the mother bird at that time, even after he already took the eggs, he has fixed up the problem and he would not receive malkut for having taken the mother while she was with the eggs. Hachamim are going to explain their ruling based on how they understand the Torah prohibition. Zeh Kelal, this is the general rule. Kol mitzvat lo ta'aseh sheyesh ba kum aseh. Any prohibition that has a positive mitzvah to correct it, the Torah gives you a commandment afterwards if you violated that prohibition, and hayavina leha, a person would not be liable for malkut for violating that prohibition. By doing that aseh, by doing that commandment, you fixed up the lota aseh that you would have received malkut for. So here, even though the Torah tells you don't take the mother bird with her young, it says afterwards that you have to send away the mother bird. So according to Hachamim, if a person does violate it and takes the mother when she's with her young, if he just sends away the mother afterwards, he fixed up the violation that he did, and he is not given malkut.